Lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republic, a podcast.
Alrighty, everyone, we have a very special guest today, Luca Marini. Thank you so much for your time over this weekend.
Thank you so much. Hi everybody.
Mate, round one is here. It's come around so quickly. How are you feeling?
Good. Yeah, like I said, the window was short, but we are ready. We're enjoying the test, in the pre-season testing. I think that we improved so much our performance. Everybody has done a step. This is the reality, but we are getting closer every time to the top. This is what we are aiming at the moment.
100%. And the biggest thing with Honda, and Tom and I were speaking about this today, is you can see giant steps of improvement. And that must feel good for yourself, confidence for the team, for your riding. How does that feel?
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice moment for everybody. The 2025 season was really good for us. We improved so much all the performance of the bike. And all the new people, the new engineers are giving us a nice support. And the Japanese are working really hard. So this let me feel really pleased to be part of this family, be part of this job. And we hope that we can achieve some better result to cheering more all together.
Yeah,
sure. We're so excited for Honda as a company. It's obviously a rich history in MotoGP, so it must be exciting this year knowing that you have a bike that's capable of the podium as well.
Yes, this is true. We have this kind of goal, try to do the last steps on our bike to arrive fighting for the podium in many races. Will be not so easy because the other manufacturers are really strong. But if we are able to make the good choices on the bike, good steps, find a little bit more grip, more potential in qualifying, I think is an opportunity, no? To find some more podiums during this season for all the riders, all on the riders, will be a nice extra push also for all the Japanese.
That's great. It's great to hear. Now, we obviously had the off season. What do you do outside of motorcycle racing? What makes you relax? Do you go for long walks along the beach? Do you read a book? What do you do?
No, this winter, now that I'm father, less relaxed, I would say.
Yes.
It's a little bit, the day is full of things to do. My baby and my wife are fantastic and we enjoy a lot some time together because the season is pretty tough for everybody, but especially if you have a family at home. Now we stay a lot of days out of our home, and when you have 2 months to be there, I just want to stay in my house and enjoy my family. So this is no special things. I went on holidays as soon as the season was ended, but then I stay full time at home.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to hear.
Big news for us Aussies about Phillip Island. Are you going to miss the track or are you excited about Adelaide coming on board with the street circuit?
Yeah, my feelings are a little bit a mix because Phillip Island is so unique, so historic, and it's a track really that you feel unbelievable things over the bike. It's just a pity for the season that we go to Phillip Island every year, no? So the weather is always not nice. And it's difficult to have sun and hot temperature. So it becomes a little bit tricky for us. And it's not so easy to enjoy every moment of riding in Phillip Island. But just the matter is the season, not the track. But I think Adelaide is an opportunity for all the fans to try to find more people also in Australia, and if the track and the facilities will be nice and the security for the riders on the track will be good. So it's just a pleasure to find a new track. So let's see.
Yeah, let's see. It should be huge. Obviously, riding on a street circuit seems like it's crazy almost. It's a crazy idea, but to see you guys riding and building the sport in Australia, like Australia's obviously got a long history of world champions. We all know that. But to build a bigger fan base, have lots of people coming through is only going to be a good thing.
Exactly. I think it's better for everybody. We need to put again the MotoGP on top of the motorsport in these last years for many things, especially when my brother retired and also the COVID time. We lost maybe some fan base, but we hope that in this new MotoGP era, we will find more young fans to enjoy, because at the end, this sport is amazing and can give you fantastic feelings that is impossible to replicate with other kind of sports.
For sure, exactly. And then going into next year, 2027, new regulations. Is Honda really focusing on that new motorcycle as well? And does that lead back to you? Do you have to put any input in that yet?
Well, I think every manufacturer is already full on 2027 bike, because more or less our project in 26 is this, and we will have some few updates, especially in the first 2-3 months of the season, but then only focus on for the next years. And at the moment, they will not tell me anything, because we need before to understand my situation with the contract for the future. If I can stay here in Honda, will be fantastic for me. We are having a fantastic time together, and we grow up a lot, and they know very well my value, and we are having a fantastic relationship together, so we'll be fantastic to keep going like this.
Of course.
But anyway, let's see.
Yeah, exciting.
When do we think maybe a decision is going to come for next year for you? What are you hoping for?
I don't know. I think at the moment, most of the riders are already done with the contracts, but half of the grid still will wait some races for understand more or less the situation. I think around April, May will be done for everybody,
interesting. It's a silly season this year. What about this weekend? What are the hopes? Top five podium possible on the cards?
It depends a lot on the qualifying. I think the qualifying. The start in this track that is really hot also, so when you follow other bikes, it becomes difficult to ride, and not for your temper, but just for the tires, the bike, is everything working worst. So if we are able to start in the first two rows, will be fantastic, but before, we need to focus on the practice on the Friday afternoon and try to be in the top 10 directly, and then we will see.
Great. Looking into this season as well, have Honda and yourself marked some tracks on the calendar that you think, okay, we can have a really good chance of having a great result?
No.
Yeah.
No. I think every GP can be an opportunity for us. We need to be there constantly on top 7, top 6. And wait for more progression from the bike, and maybe if some other manufacturer riders can have some little mistakes through the weekend, we can enjoy and aim for the podium.
Yeah, nice.
We James and I did our top 22 for the year this year, and I don't think I've ever seen a season that was so close this year.
This is true.
Amazing.
I think this season will be tough for everybody to predict.
You've got like Aprilia, you've got Honda back up there, obviously Ducati, how strong they are, who knows what KTM's going to do, but it's so exciting. So,
yeah, this is fantastic to have a season like this with everybody that can win races. Let's see the potential of the Ducati guys, because I think they start like favorite also this year, but we are coming closer.
Yeah, you guys definitely are, and it's such a tricky time to be a rider, because it is so competitive. You know, we've been watching the sport for over 30 years, and I don't think I've seen a year right now where it's so competitive. I think anyone can realistically win on their day.
Yeah, but now the time is like this, and we are enjoying also this kind of situation. Every rider is a top rider in MotoGP now, and all the bikes are factory.
Yeah.
So the level of everybody is huge. It's amazing. It's fantastic to ride a MotoGP bike in this area, because the bike is unbelievable, it's amazing, but also it's tough.
Yeah.
But it's tough for everybody, so is you have to try to be better than the other.
Of course. Luca, thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate your time, and good luck for this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
You. Thanks, Luca. Cheers. Ciao.